All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. Let me ease it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I get so excited from that song because it's so encouraging that to believe that God sent his only son, Jesus, just for me, that all I had to do was activate believing in him, and now my life would no longer be under the restrictions of a physical world, but now I would have everlasting life that would never end. Oh, I just love to be reminded of John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, stop right there. That's what was really about here on the Now Network. And this is in all avenues that we're broadcasting, is that we reach the lost and unsaved, but we also reach those that are those of us that are just like we used to be in church, but not the church. That now we start to build a community of like-minded believers that believe in him with their all, that now it's not about the physical. Physical is going to happen. It's not about the physical. That's already in place. It's not about the physical. The man is in control of that. But the spiritual is in such a sovereign place that God has all control. Yeah, no. Yes, he has all control of everything because the Bible does say that he created all things. Without him, nothing could be made. But in God's control, that's in his sovereign place. When things are become contaminated, God is out of it at that point. That we now have to be holy and acceptable, truly following Jesus. That involves us sharing his love with others, not just because to do it, because people need him. I know the moment I met him, oh God, oh yeah, I was a church boy, PK kid, and all those things. But the day I met him as my personal Lord and Savior, he gave me an immediate privilege to do the most important thing that I'll ever be able to do, and that's tell somebody else about his love. And it should be poured onto others, no matter how sinful, how broken you are. Jesus loves you. That's talking about Jesus. Jesus wants you in a personal relationship with him. Jesus is able to transform your life. It doesn't matter what it looks like, sound like, taste like, feel like, what's the other fifth one? Sounds like. God can heal you. He can forgive your sins. He can heal your wounds. He can change the whole direction of your life from unrighteousness to righteous, from unhealthy to healthy. He'll bring people into your life that will enrich you, encourage you, and push you. Are we talking pushing tonight? Pushing someone else in his direction. Oh, hallelujah. So God bless you all for joining us for Let's Talk Jesus here on the Now Network. Our topic tonight, and we're going to do as we did last. Oh, we had a great time every Monday night. But we're going to open it up a little bit earlier because, you know, I can get in that preaching mode and I got scriptures up the whoop whoop and I got writings and study notes and things on this topic. But tonight we're talking about Jesus. We're talking about praying like Jesus. Ooh, glory. Now, most would say, go look at how did he pray. Well, you know, it says in Mark 1:35, it says very, very early in the morning while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house and went out to a solitary place where he prayed. Matthew 6:9 tells us how he taught his disciples to pray. But it goes even farther that people look at how Jesus prayed by going on the mountaintop, by going into solitude areas and going into the realm that is sovereign, that's holy. We were talking yesterday about meeting at the altar. When you go to the altar, you have to know that the altar is sovereign and holy. And Jesus in himself is too. But as we look at how the one question that was asked, and I want to present this tonight as we get ready to go to the next level of our discussion. But just like the one question that was asked, I mean, have you ever just thought about your prayer life? Have you ever just examined it and wished that it could be better at communicating with God, not results in physical matters, but in communicating with God? Have you ever felt like there were times when your prayers weren't just hitting the ceiling and bouncing and producing what you thought it should? I ask these questions because those are some questions that I have had to deal with in my growth. But I had to stop and consider where there is power in my prayer. And I had to know that if the disciples asked him, and we were talking yesterday in the second time around message, is that the disciples were examples for us to know that times are going to be hard, that things are going to be certain ways, but it's not what they do, but how they do it, and standing in the sovereign place with God. And us believers, knowing that he's looking for what? One church of sovereignty, no spot, no blemish, no anger, no discourse, no animosity. But are my prayers in the realm to ask God to show me better? That communication with him. Oh. And we have to ask him, just as they were asked, teach me, I mean it personal, teach me how to pray. And then we go through the ways of how he prayed, but he gave them one instruction. And I want to say that again, do the studies all you want to, but Jesus taught the disciples their whole time with him. They asked one time to be taught something, and this is where we're at tonight. How to pray. They had saw him going to prayer. They had saw him. Remember, before he even chose them, he went on the mountaintop and prayed before he chose the 12 disciples. Because of communicating with God, it takes you out of the arena. Ooh, it takes you out of the equation. Because now it's not your will, it's not my will, but it is God's will. Watch what it says in Luke 11, verse 1. It says, now, when now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he had ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray. Now, some people would say, well, he asked on his own. No, he didn't, because he would have said, teach me how to pray. But he was the mouthpiece, the one not afraid to ask the question of Jesus. What's his name? Who would you call him? Peter. I believe it was Peter. But it says that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us how to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said to them, he didn't say, hold on, let me make time. He didn't say, let me get permit. He said immediately, he said to them in verse 2, when you pray, say, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves? For a friend of mine has come to me on this journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within and say, do not trouble me. The door is not shut, and my children are with me in my bed. I cannot rise and give to you. Verse 8, I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because of his friend, yet because of the persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. This is Luke 1. This isn't Matthew. I want to show this because some of us stop asking. And he says, so I say to you, ask and it will be given to him because he is his friend. I'm sorry. I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be open. Now, we're going to read a little bit farther, and I'm going to release this into the discussion. But first of all, a lot of times, even when we're asking our brothers or looking for help and assistance, we go to the person. Now, they asked the question, and he told them, first of all, when you pray, say, our Father. So the communication is now open, the channel, the arena for communication and relationship with God is open by honoring him. See, first of all, we have to desire to talk to him. There must be a desire to learn what we think we already know. But as we asked him, we have to realize that God has already done it. Our petitions should not be of any of our desire, but it should be the desire of God, because it says, your will be done. Well, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Those prayers that can be answered today. But give us day, this day, our daily bread. Stop worrying about tomorrow. And in our prayer life, we have to be about learning God one-on-one instead of expecting from God. Not my definition, not your definition, but the definition that's been laid before us. Jesus never said our Father in any of his prayers. He always said the Father or my Father. But in this example, he said it's not just at the point of separation of self to spirit. You now can pray to him on one accord. You remember the new covenant. He says none, least or great, will have to go and ask someone to teach you of the Lord. But you'll be able to petition, make your own petitions unto God. But he taught them then that even though you've heard me pray, when you ask me a question, it's not always what you expect to hear. It's not always the way you want it, because you want it to be exactly or comforting as me. But you don't know the pain. You don't know the time. You don't know the sacrifice. The sacrifice of dying of yourself and being separated from yourself. Ooh, that he could reference the Father, my Father. He is the true Son of God. You must believe that. If you're going to pray like Jesus, you have to know. Pray it. You have to believe it and know that it stands on that. He is the true Son of God. But I have to respect him because I'm a child of God. Oh, yes, and we're to emulate and to duplicate and to be like him. But guess what? We must always stay in our position, the position of tenderness, that it's in heaven that I respect him. You're not approaching your earthly father. He only has capabilities of the world. But in God's presence, he has the ability for all things. The father of all what? Creation. He created, not man. He spoke a word, and it was. And in that tenderness with him, we are now separating from now ourselves again, but now reaching to the highest mountain. That we understand that hallowed be his name. It is claiming how honorable his title is. And knowing that it's for his glory. The Father is pure. He has no impurities. He is totally separate from evil. And I must say this over and over again, because I hear people saying it all on different broad and on different texts and different like that, that God is going to be part of some mess. No, God is totally separate from evil. And in respecting him, we don't expect him to, we keep ourselves in evil, but we want God to come pull us out. No, you got to pull yourself out. Kingdom come. It's his kingdom come. And it's his will be done that we approach him without any of our own cares. We approach him with respect. See, we go before him in reverence as hallowing his name. And now we reach him respect because everything is yours. Nothing I say to you is mine. Then we go to the approach of devotion. No, not your will be done. So now I can bow down in humbleness. Everything at that point is with an attitude of prayer, because you've released yourself. It's the mind of Christ speaking through you. It's the Holy Spirit making intercessions for you. And he must, family, as we pray like Jesus, he must be the Lord and King that is only the only one who can enlarge his kingdom in you by devotion. But see, humbleness makes it where it's out of my way. Because now it's like, give us this day our daily bread. It's the right attitude for prayer. Because now the next petition sets us right in relations towards God's gift. God is not a God that wants his followers to be in the want. But notice that our needs are only addressed after we have given our wills over to him. You remember God appeared to Solomon, told him to ask for anything he wanted. And most of us, if put in that position, would have to ask for things that would not be beneficial to us because Solomon's was in the will of God. Because it's not my petition, it's not my will, but it's the will of God. Because that's relation in prayer. That now, watch this, the next level, that I can be thankful to him. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive others of our debtors. We're not afraid to understand that what we're asking for is what we're willing to give. And knowing that as God will forgive me, it's contingent on me being the first one to forgive. Luke 6:28 says, pray for those who spitefully use you. You know what I'm saying? Pray for those who spitefully use you. Oh, yeah, you're being used. You're being abused. But you got to pray for them. Stop trying to fight them back. Stop trying to spitefully use them undercoverly. You have to relinquish grudges. You have to get rid of all hatred thoughts towards anyone. Anyone who has wronged you. That's what that ought is. Mark 11:25. If you have any ought against anyone, forgive. Or your father will not. That's that promise, because I tell you, it goes both ways. He'll bless you in the, when you follow him, and he'll curse you when you don't. No in between. But I must lighten the burden that we carry. Oh, I know it's hard. We've been done wrong. I know. But as we are instructed to approach him, see, this is how we pray to him. Not just to be idly speaking it, but to be speaking to him in the approach of forgiveness. Because we've already forgiven everything we could. But then we know the next level in forgiveness is, please help me, because lead me not into temptation. Deliver me, with the understanding that the enemy is there. He has nothing else to do but to come against you, rob, kill, destroy you of your ability to pray and have communication with God. I like to keep it like that, because most people say, he's trying to rob my car. He's trying to rob my... No. He's trying to steal the relationship, the right to the tree of life that you have, that he can never have again. And we must be not led, but we got to ask, oh, help me, Lord, lead me not into, straighten my crooked path, illuminate my steps. Because now it's up to me. I don't know, point at yourself. It's up to you. James 1:13, it says, let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. This is the word of God. Understand it. Declare it today. God will never lead you into anything other than his sovereignty. His plan is to lead you in, not lead you out. Oh, glory. I'm on one, Minister Michelle, from yesterday, and I know I'm preaching one, because I'm preaching to myself right now, and I'm saying hallelujah. No temptation is going to overtake me. I am not tempted. Because we must, watch this, we're approaching him in different areas. Now I'm approaching him with awareness. Deliver me. Oh, no, first I want you not to lead me, but now deliver me, guide me, tell me, instruct me, tell me what you want me to do. So I can recognize, I can identify, I can organize, and now put into place the plan that you have for me. Because it's your kingdom. And your power and your glory. See, you still have to understand it, that as we approach him through all those phases, we have to be genuine. We have to be consistent, because Jesus was consistent. Oh, he stayed in prayer in every incident he went through. Come on, study about it. The most thing he did on this earth was pray. So the question is asked, it's like, what are we seeking? What do we seek from God in our prayers? This is a question for yourself. You ain't got to press one and answer this one. But what are we seeking from God in our prayers? I'm going to tell you right now, I want a greater relationship. I want to know his voice when? Now. I don't want to be like, was that God? I don't want to be sitting around waiting for somebody to say, I have a word from God for you. My wife is like, hey, God told me to lay hands on you because I'll already know it because the spirit in me confirms the spirit in you and the spirit in you confirms the spirit in me when we pray. I'm going to stop there because I can keep going. We're going to open up the lines. I know we got our team, Minister Michelle, Pastor Dwayne. I'm going to scroll down. Minister Terry's here. Evangelist Virginia Valentine is here. Anyone else that'd like to get in discussion, dial one. We're going to bring you in. Minister Michelle, can we pray like Jesus?
Yes, we can, man of God. But before I give my two cents on the whole thing of praying like Jesus, I just want to say what a time we had on yesterday in Jesus. And you preached that word, man of God. Oh, it was awesome. Second time around. And if you missed it and you're on these lines, be sure to listen to the pre-recorded message and be blessed. It was awesome.
Oh, I listened to it twice today.
Praise God.
I was on the 91 freeway, had a meeting. I listened to it once and then went back. Last night I think I probably fell asleep. But God moved yesterday.
Was awesome. Praise and worship was awesome. The message was awesome. The energy was awesome.
Oh yeah, I meant to tell y'all that y'all hit that. Y'all picked out the right stuff. It was just flowing.
Praise God. Yes, the anointing.
Then Bishop told me, he said, you can sing with him. Look, then Bishop said, you can sing with him. I said, okay, really? He said, yeah, go do what you want to do. Oh, he didn't have to, why he say that?
It was awesome, though. I had an awesome time in the Lord. God was exalted. Amen.
Well, I'm looking forward to the growth. I'm really looking forward. Excuse us, y'all. We have a little homeboy, homegirl talk right here, but I'm really looking forward to growth in Compton. Great things are about to happen in that 3 mile diameter of where we all are at. God is doing some great things right now. Me and Minister Carlos, we walked across the street. They was making noise. We said, let's go over there and see what they're doing. We went up in there, but guess what? It's a barbershop on Long Beach Boulevard. They got a church in the back of it. I said, wait a minute. What is this? They got nice chairs. Oh, I was so impressed.
Awesome.
Right across the street.
Look at God.
You remember Rudy King? You remember Rudy King? His old shop, they turned it into a barbershop.
Okay.
And they got a church in the back of it. Yeah, so right across the street from Sylvia Nunn. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know they had a church in the back of it.
I didn't know it either.
That's awesome. Okay. You learned something new?
I had a blessed time. You know how I found it? Praying like Jesus.
That's right.
I said, I learned that by praying like Jesus because it said, just go.
Amen. That's right. Just, my sheep should know my voice as well, right? Amen.
Come on now.
Well, this is an awesome topic, you know, and you already touched on it, but Jesus always prayed. He always prayed to the Father, and he would seek him early. He would seek him often, and he would seek him always. And if we too want to be like Jesus, we must pray like him, then we must do what he did. Proverbs 8:17 says, I love those that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. And you already talked about Mark 1:35, where it says, before daybreak, the next morning, Jesus got up and went out to an isolated place to pray. Now, this was after, all this happened in Mark 1. This was after Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. It was after he called his first disciples, Simon and his brother Andrew, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Then he went into the synagogue to teach, and he began to teach, and he began to cast out evil spirits. He healed many, and he continues to cast out evil spirits. Then Jesus goes before daybreak early morning and prays. Now, you talk about making his priorities. He had his priorities set in order. He also had his time management in order. These are some of the things we say, I don't know if I have the time. I may be too busy. You know, I have other priorities. But he was able to prioritize his time, what he wanted to do, and he had great time management. He got up early and he did all this stuff. Now, I don't know about you, but I just got tired reading it. I was like, that's a lot of things that happened. But he still got up early and he went to pray. And so we too have to make it a priority, our prayer life, because we know that prayer is a direct line to God. Amen. So Jesus still finds the time, he finds the energy, and he finds the will to go and pray. So that did Jesus only pray for himself, but he also prayed for others. In John 17, verses 20-23 says, my prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me, and he give them the glory that you have given me, that we may be one as they may be one as we are one. So that's awesome. Because you know what? Where it says those who will believe through their message, guess what? That's us. That's us. Hallelujah. So I believe, Lord. I receive, Lord, your grace. I receive your love, your forgiveness, and your free gift of eternal life through the precious blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary. Oh, how I love Jesus because he first loved me. So we must pray like Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And these are just some little facts before I let the next person come in. I won't take up all the time. But there are 650 prayers listed in the Bible, 450 answered prayers in the Bible, and Jesus is recorded as praying over 25 times. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the
Hallelujah.
Lord. We can and we must pray like Jesus.
Ooh,
hallelujah.
You know what? I tried to get you, but you stayed on point because that's the scripture I gave out, was the whole chapter of John 17. I didn't elaborate on that in the beginning just to see how I was going to pull that out, and you stayed right on it.
Amen.
You picked an area
Amen.
In there. But you know what? I want everyone to know, all our listeners, please read John 17 because it shows three examples of prayer by Jesus. The number
yeah.
one, he prayed for himself, verses 1 through 5. Verses
mm-hmm.
6 through 19, he prayed for his disciples. He was intentional. And then he prayed for all believers, 20 through, I think, verse 26. Yeah, verse 26. Read that.
Yeah,
it's really,
it,
it's really dynamic on how he went to different levels of prayer.
Hallelujah.
And he prayed for himself. That I want to read that. He says, "I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. For I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them and have known surely that I came forth for you. And they have believed that you sent me." Some people will say, how is he praying for himself? Because he's confirming the word that he prayed. Glory be to God.
Praise God.
Start
yes.
that, because the way you start is the
Praise
way you
God.
Finish. If you get
Absolutely.
On the altar and be like, oh, Lord, I ain't prepared. I don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm,
and get
mm-hmm.
warmed up in prayer, your prayer is available.
Well,
available nothing. But how you start your prayer is how you finish your prayer. Look what Jesus, he's praying for himself.
Yes. What an example.
As from an example standpoint. And I just like everybody to see that in these different areas, how Jesus really prayed. And if you want to pray like him, you can do the same thing. Glory.
Praise God.
Pastor Dwayne, where you
Hallelujah.
At, man?
Man, I'm praising. How y'all guys doing, man? I'm sitting back relaxing. It's snow, man. We got the snow up here, man. And that snow come, man, the world seems like it's a dead stop, you know?
Oh, wait a minute. Well, we don't even know. We don't know that language out here. What are you doing?
God bless
wait.
We're in that sunny
what?
California.
We need to pray. We need to pray for the weather.
Yeah, I see y'all in that sunshine weather up there. You know, I see how you was getting around yesterday there, Pastor E. I said, they're up there having a good time. But it starts snowing. It stopped snowing this morning, man. Around
glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah. But it's over now, so it's over now. I ain't too much worried about that. But I like that. I like that where you sent the message out about chapter 17. It just brings back to my awareness, man. You know, when it talks about, you know, getting up early in the morning, man. You know, getting up early in the morning and just find yourself by yourself, because it's best to get up in the morning and meet him, you know. And, you know, they always say about when I got into this thing, they say you go in the closet, you know, you go in the closet and pray out to him, you know. And you know, it's a wonderful thing, man, because you're praying in the spirit. You're not praying in the flesh.
Right.
You know, he said those who worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. It's spiritual thing. We're getting it to we pray him. Why? Because the Holy Ghost will give us utterance. When we speak in tongues, the Holy Ghost will teach us what to pray for.
That's right. But hey, I know you're finna go there. But before we go there, you said something that leaped in my spirit that we need to talk about.
Mm.
When they say it, and you already explained it, but I don't think nobody heard it. When they say, get in your closet, people is moving shoes and moving clothes and trying to make room in a door. You ain't that. You ain't have to do all that. The closet is the place that you have designed where is honorable to God. You have to develop a closet because nothing physical can replicate. It has to be spiritual. And I'm not knocking you guys having prayer rooms because I have prayer areas, prayer positions. But it started in the spirit. It did.
Yes,
I can't get through by going in that closet because some shoes don't smell good. How you gonna pray? Did I say that out loud? Some physical places aren't as the place that you would say is the most best place to be. So I want people to know out there, it's not physical. It's spiritual.
No.
Your closet that you have made sovereign for you and God. I do it every morning. Well, all day. But when I wake up in my mind, I want to abide in him. So I don't turn nothing on, lights or nothing. I just want to, Lord, I want to abide in you and tell you you're worthy. You are honorable. I love you. Now abide in me. I can get up now because it's time to get my thoughts going and wake up in my mind that now, I mean, get up in my thinking so now I can move by the thoughts of these words that we're reading as being the word of God that now my purpose could come. But it didn't come by getting up and getting in my closet and messing my shoes up.
No. Yeah.
Go ahead, Pastor.
And I like, you know, and he always
like that, did you, Minister Michelle?
Amen. Yes.
I like the way how he confirmed things. He'll say, "Well, glorify them as you glorify me, glorify them." He's giving us an understanding that we are the same. We're the same with him. It's no different. We know different. We know we're not 100 miles away from him. We're the same. When we get up, when we acknowledge God and we acknowledge the Father, he said we have the same frame of mind. We have the same frame of thought. So we can pray his will. We can pray the Father's will. What is the Father's will? That sickness get healed. That disease get healed. That blind eyes get healed. That love shine. That love comes. You know, because I was just talking to the Lord today on the job, and he was telling me, sickness, that's a spirit. That's a demon. A sickness is because God said he made everything wonderful. God made everything, you know, in the beginning, and Adam, in the beginning of Genesis, he said he made everything wonderful. So everything that came after that was sickness. So sickness and all that kind of stuff is disease. That's demon. And so God give us power. He said, "Give us powers over principalities." Why? Because we can get into the spirit. We can. He prayed, "That not thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day of our trespass. You know, he said, we asking him whatever you bind in heaven, bind on earth. So we touching an agreement. We in agreement. Why? Because we become one with him, with the Father. So when we speak in heavenly places. We just don't speak on earth. We speak in heavenly places. Why? Because we have the same identity. We can get into, we have the light mind of him. That's why he said, "Let this mind that be in Christ also be in you." Why? Because we share the same common ground. But we have to believe in that. We have to go back to the Father. Because he's given us direction. He's telling us when he was with the disciples. He was showing us how to pray. He was showing us how to get in. He was showing us how to do this. And that's what we have to get back to. We have to get back to that. Because if we get back to that, we can put things back together like he said. Because he said, "Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." His will that we walk in with like-minded. His will that we walk in love. His will that we walk and mind-free. And that's what the Father wants us to do. And so he wants us to get out of this confrontation and just let our mind be in his mind. Let his mind be in our mind, you know? And so that's what I love about Christ, man. Christ just give us, he shows us. He give us the keys to the heavens. He give us the keys to the kingdom. But we don't receive the keys to the kingdom because we get caught up in our selfness. We get caught up in tradition. You know, God is a spirit. He that worships him must worship the spirit and truth. So God is a spirit.
Nothing but
my God, my God.
I'm trying to slip it in there, y'all. But I am. My whole goal is to deliver an epidemic of Jesus.
Ooh.
Epidemic spread. I'm looking for all the believers, all the Let's Talk Jesus people, all the covenant partners. Let's start an epidemic of Jesus. Just tell one a day. Don't try to do too much. Don't get a stand. Don't be like Pastor E on corners and in the parks. Oh, you can get there, but just start subtle. Just start at one. I was talking to a good friend of mine today, Pastor Dwayne, and we were talking about just that, is that he's available for everyone, but denominations and cultures and things want to shut people off. He says he came for the world. Not city, not community, not color, but he for the world. And we got to preach that more. He's available. Somebody didn't believe it, but he's available.
Praise God.
He's available. He's available. And that's why he's an available God. That's why the Bible said that the Holy Ghost, that the Word, that God manifests the Word through the Holy Ghost. He gave the Peter, Mark, Luke, and John. It's a inspired word. It was the word of the Holy Ghost. Peter didn't know David had a heart after God. I mean, Paul didn't know that, but it was the word of the Holy Ghost. It's the inspired word. God give us the word, man. It's the inspired word. We weren't there when Adam and Eve was there, but we weren't there when Cain and Abel was there. Why? We wasn't there, but the word became flesh, and the word dwell among us. It's the spiritual thing. It's the spiritual thing. So when we get caught up in the spiritual thing, then we won't be so caught up in the worldly thing. You know, he's trying to get us to understand.
That's right on.
You know, so my God,
I mean,
he's awesome.
It must stay spiritual. I can't preach that enough. We need to preach that daily, because the relationship with God is spiritual. But everybody always wants to recognize physical. Look what God did for me, because you went and got a car on a loan. God didn't do that. I'm sorry. I ain't trying to hurt no feelings or nothing.
Go ahead.
But that was your credit. That was your credit. That was your down payment.
My God.
Please, if I got anybody on here, look, if I got anybody on here that just automatically woke up the next morning and God blessed you with a car, dial one right now. I'm not talking about a car you're paying on. I'm not talking about a car you're fixing on. I'm talking about free, debt-free. And don't believe me, God can send people to do that.
Yes.
But that still wasn't God. That was Pastor Dwayne listening to God saying, you got three cars. Pastor, he got a half of one. Give him a car. That's you moving. You see, faith without works is dead.
My God.
And if I never do things according to God's will, I'm still, watch this, I am still operating in me. Because you did it for me, Pastor Dwayne. I'm going to call you and say, man, you know what? You heard God, because God told me he was going to have you ship a car from Wisconsin. In February. Can you imagine the cost of shipping in February from July up there? They got to go through terrain. They got to go through. But it wasn't God. That was you.
You
paid the transportation. You gave the car up, and you put it in my name before you ever sent it. That was you that did that. But it was God who told you.
Yes, sir.
I love Genesis 3, because God asked Adam. He said, who told you was naked?
Who told you?
You've been around me all this time. Who told you you were naked?
Who are you listening to?
See, who you been listening to? See, that's what I've got. Oh, you hit that right up on that. Who are you really listening to? Because you used to walk and talk with me in the garden. Everything you didn't have on then, you didn't have on when the enemy told you was naked. Who are you paying attention to?
Ooh,
because if you're not
that.
Paying attention to God, go ahead, preach it. But if you are not paying attention to God, how can you be giving your attention to anything else? That's going to touch somebody on that one there. Because what you put in is what goes out. I cannot preach a good word. Yesterday would have not have been a success. I'm not a note writer. I'm a studier. And I just ask God to speak through me. I don't take big, long notes and pages and all that. And I don't knock other people for how God uses them. I'm telling you how he uses me. I flow by the Holy Spirit because I study myself. I study myself because I want to be ready in and out of season to deliver a word. Somebody call me right now and say, Pastor, we need somebody to preach. All right, where? When? Huh, what, huh? Oh, you have to get ready? You don't need to get prepared. I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Because it's the sovereignty of God, because I continually pray to him, Lord, lead me not into temptation. Deliver me.
From
your
God.
Will can be done. Oh, yeah. Anybody else want to get in this conversation? Go ahead
That's
and
good.
Dial one. I'm not sure if this is intentional, but I see a caller who dialed one earlier. Area code 323, last four, 2161. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus. Was this a mistake or did you want to come into the conversation? See, I like to ask that because new listeners, they'll hit their phone and dial one. Dial one can put you in the queue and take you out of the queue. Oh, I knew you was coming, Minister Terry. You on fire. She almost preached on the side of the church yesterday.
Yes.
Man, y'all be having a ball down there, man.
Good evening, family. Woo. Let's talk Jesus. Glory to God. I tell you, Pastor Dwight, Pastor Dwayne, I tell you, we had an awesome time. I mean, you guys were there with us in spirit, too, because Pastor E, the second time around, it was an awesome word. And I know the Father was glorified. Oh, and I thank God. I thank God that I was able to be a part of that. But Pastor Dwayne, look at the video, and you'll just hear the words
Minister,
that went forth.
Minister Terry.
Yes.
I know your family, so I can do this. But that number that I had called out has dialed one and came back in.
Oh,
area
you
code 323.
You know, I have
last
time.
Last four, 2161. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus. What's up?
Hi, Pastor. This is Carolyn.
Hey, how you doing, girl? Oh, I'm sorry. We family, right?
I'm
so I can get at you like that?
Yes, sir. I'm actually in the hospital.
Hey, look, she still respects me. Call me sir.
I'm actually in the hospital. I came to the hospital tonight. I was on my way to L.A. to a funeral, but I got sick. So they turned me around, but I wanted to say that I've gotten a lot of strength and wisdom from you all on the call-in that I've been calling. And since I've been with you guys, I have separated from my husband that I've been with, and he's been in prison 28 years. But I feel like now it's time for me to chase my dreams and chase God. How I was chasing him. And my husband is verbally and mentally abusive, and he's in there for killing his daughter's mom. So it's a vicious cycle that needed to be broken. But
can I say this, Carolyn? This is in my spirit, dropping straight down from heaven. That's irrelevant. What are you in the hospital for right now?
Well, I was coughing a lot, and I thought it was mucus coming up, but it was a little blood. So I'm sitting in the ER.
I
want to
pray. That's where I want to tap into. Prayer warriors, step up. I know y'all on the line, and I know Minister Michelle, Pastor Dwayne is still in line. And it's nothing that we can do, but like you said, you've grown in this family. We want to connect in family with you right now because guess what? Your faith has already healed you, but the enemy is going to come against any kind of way within your body. Even me, this weekend, I couldn't even get out some notes I was supposed to, but I kept singing. But the enemy is trying to do some things in the air. I want to pray with you by our faith connecting. Now, that situation that God has told you to release was not because of the person. It was because of God cares for you and God wants you to concentrate on you. It's not eliminating anybody or casting against anybody or saying whatever you did was that wrong. No, what you did is did. But today is you're doing it for you.
For him.
See, this is your day. Oh, no, he going to come through. He going to come through because you've connected with believers that don't leave nobody behind. Oh, glory be to God. Nobody is going to be left behind through this network, but it's your time. It's your season to get out of anything that has something to do with other people or other situations. But in your physical right now, I want to pray with you that you're healed right now. You're in the emergency room. You're about to feel immediate relief. For every time you say in your mind, I believe, you're going to feel better. You're going to get stronger. You're going to get mightier. Yes. You're going to feel like you don't need to be there. Don't leave, because we want the doctors to do what they do. Oh, glory be to God. But let me tell you what God is doing right now by us touching with you in the spirit, because it's not your geographical place. It's in the spirit. We've been talking about this all night. We think we need to be in the same city, the same place. No, spiritually, if everybody on here, when I say now, you say when. Now.
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 When.
Now.
When. When.
See, that means we're all in the same area spiritually. So we touch with you right now, woman of God, that not by power and might or any devices of man, but by the belief of spirit, you are healed by the stripes of Jesus. And in that is your faith that says, I am healed. I am transformed. I am delivered. So you can walk and be free, because who the Son has set free is free indeed, but it must be free in your mind before your organs will start getting in line. So right now, I speak to your mind. Freedom of your mind, of anything that tried to tell you you made a wrong decision, anything that's trying to rob you of your peace, anything that's trying to take you out of the joy of the Lord. Because the Bible says you must go through with joy through any suffering. Guess what? Change your attitude right now by the Spirit of God, and he's moving in your body. Because I'm telling you, the organs, the lungs, your respiratory is being cleansed right now by the Spirit right now, because we believe.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
But this is the most important part, Carolyn.
Yes.
All of those thoughts, you gotta remove them and don't let them come back.
Yes, Lord.
And every word you speak to yourself from this second on is a positive word, that I am, I can, he did it, I will, I'm stronger, I'm better, I'm stronger. Just use those two words. I'm stronger, I'm better, I'm stronger, I'm better. And watch things change right now. Doctor's going to say, why are you here? And you say, because I just need confirmation of my blood pressure. I need confirmation over here, because I know now I am healed, but I just want y'all to go ahead and confirm it. In Jesus' name. That's what I'm talking about. Praying like Jesus.
Praise him.
Anybody else want to pray? Come on in.
Thank
Minister
you.
Michelle, Pastor D, you want to pray for this woman of God? This is family. Minister Carolyn has been on board. We met at Diamonds in the City of Compton. But she has been diligent. I told her some things was going to come against her. But guess what? God is moving in her favor.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Oh,
in the name of Jesus. Yes, I'll pray. Father,
go ahead,
Minister
Michelle.
We just come before you. We come before you, Father God, and we lift up Sister Carolyn to you, Father God. And we just thank you, Father God, as she receives her healing right now, Father God. Right now, immediately, Father God, by nothing by our power whatsoever, Lord, but by your power, by the blood of Jesus, by the stripes that he bare on Calvary, Father God. You said by his stripes we are healed, and it's by our faith. So we pray that her faith is increased right now as you receive this healing that's already hers, Father God. And we just thank you, Father God, for your healing virtues, Father God. And we just thank you together, collectively, we reach out for her, Father God, as she touches the hem of your garment and be made whole, Father God. That her faith, Father God, makes her whole in you, Father God, because we cannot do anything without you, Father God, but through you, we can do all things. So right now, we thank you, Father God, for being
thank
a mighty
you.
God. We thank you, Lord, for being
thank
a God
you.
Of compassion. We thank you, Lord, for being a God of
thank
healing.
You.
Hallelujah, Lord. So we bless you
in
now,
in the name
Father
of
God.
Jesus.
All
thank
glory,
you.
All honor, it belongs to you, Father God, and we thank you. Bless her right now, Father God, from the top of her head to the floor of her feet, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Right now, Father God. Oh, we thank you as you're strengthening her right now, Lord. We thank you as the healing virtues are going through her body right now, Father God. We bless you on today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I have to be obedient to the Spirit. Where is she at? Where did she go? She left. I was about to release Evangelist Virginia Valentine, but she has left the show. Pastor Dwayne.
I touch and regret now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you move mighty, God. You dispatch your angels right now, God. Angels of protection. Lord, heal her body, God. God, most importantly, restore her mind back. Restore her love back.
In the name of Jesus.
Restore her vision back. God, we touch and agree right now. God, we decree right now in your name, Jesus, that her life will be changed, God, that her thoughts will be changed, God. She will start giving you praise, God, knowing that the enemy is trying to afflict her body, but she still will trust in you, God. She will trust in you, God. She will trust in knowing that you're doing everything for her good, God. God, I trust and agree right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. No more sorrows, God. No more sorrows. From this moment, from this day forward, God, she will walk with happiness. She will walk
right
in
now.
The spirit of
peace. Right now.
She will walk in the spirit of understanding. God, what you're about to do, God, you get the glory for, God. You get glorified, God. But she'll be able to tell the story. So, God, we trust and agree right now in the name of Jesus that you're touching her, that you're healing her body, that you're making this to come true. And that is a living testimony for us, God, to say what you have done. When we pray, we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Now, this is a seven. I need you to do this seven times. Okay. You have to say it on this broadcast. I believe seven times.
I believe.
Evangelist Virginia Valentine speaking to this young lady's life.
Yes. Who is the young lady? What's her name?
Go ahead and introduce yourself, Carolyn.
Carolyn.
No, she got my last name, so I don't know what's going on there. Carolyn Hamilton.
What's her name?
Carolyn.
Carolyn Hamilton. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we come right now. We come against the works of the devil in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Come against the works of the devil in the name of Jesus. After we come against the works of the Jesus, we come against the devil's work right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, we break your power right now in the name of Jesus. We break your power in the name of Jesus. We lose the power. Now, Father, I lose your love in your mercy, Jesus. And
yes, Jesus.
You, God, I speak healing into this young lady's life. Lord, I don't know.
Immediate.
Her name. I don't know who she is. But, Lord, you know every string I have on her head, Lord God. Father, I ask you right now to touch this young lady. Touch her right now from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Touch her, Lord. Lift your hands towards heaven. And I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to just focus back on the Lord Jesus. Just think about the Lord Jesus and that he died on the cross for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus died on the cross for you. In John 3:16, he said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And I speak healing into your body. I speak healing into your body right now in the name of Jesus. I command your body to be healed. I command your body to be whole. I command your body to line up with the word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, let your nails go our hands up on her body. And let your healing power flow right now. From the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. You said in your word, Father, that you took sickness and disease on your body. On
right now,
world.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. That's all. Right now. Oh, you said in Matthew 8:17, himself. Jesus took your infirmity. He bore your sickness on the cross. Thank you, Lord, for your healing.
Thank you, Lord.
Right now. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, lay your hands on your body right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Young lady, lay your hands on your body right now in the name of Jesus.
My breathing
and thank
is
God
starting
for your healing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, God, for your healing.
Oh, we already know that. I'm telling you, I'm just waiting on the report of the Lord. We already know God has moved already because you said you believe.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
And just keep saying that every time you hear a woman of God say something. I believe. I believe. I believe.
Yeah. I believe in him. I believe in him. I believe in him.
I believe in him.
If you keep speaking like that, you're gonna heal that whole hospital up in there. Everybody in the emergency room is gonna get up and walk. He's saying, I believe.
Yes,
because when I pray for you, you pray for me, and we pray for everybody.
Thank you for your healing power. Thank you, because there's power in the word.
Jesus.
There's power in his blood. There's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Because of this call right now, this broadcast right now, you can touch people next to you and they're going to get up and be like, ain't nothing wrong with me. I can hear. You're going to touch people right now that's going to walk around and you're going to call me later and say, you were so right. No, I wasn't. I believe
you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We disperse the Holy Spirit because ain't nobody around me sick. Ain't nobody around. Yes. Is anybody on this line that's live in a place where somebody needs prayer?
Oh, Jesus.
I'm not just talking about normal prayer. I'm talking about supernatural prayer.
Hallelujah.
You've been set up tonight, Carolyn, as a vessel of supernatural healing, believing, delivering power. But you got to be willing to deliver it.
I got that.
Get out of you.
Ready.
Get out of you. Get in Jesus and do what God has called you to do. Oh, walk on water. Hey.
Yes. Yes.
Jesus, even though the storm is rocking. Walk on water.
Yes. A water walker.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the saints on this line in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes. Thank you.
I want to give you an opportunity to speak now, Carolyn. I want to give the floor to you that we can listen to the anointing that has been released on your life right now.
Yes, Lord. Of course,
I praise God. I praise God for the saints of this line.
Yes,
I pray.
Yes.
I pray. This is my breathing is not as bad as it was when you guys came on and prayed for me.
To God be the glory.
I want to do God's will, not that on my own. I want to be used by the Lord. And even more so than gang intervention. And I want to go speak in churches. I want to reach to the young gang, minister to them, not so much do the gang prevention intervention. I want to sow into their lives.
Amen.
Mm. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We just say thank you. We just say thank you tonight. Yes. We just say thank you tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I just want to thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I just want to thank you, Lord. Because in that place of needing and wanting, we got to get a place of elevation to worship.
Yes.
And no matter where you're at, and no matter the situation, it's time to thank him. It's done. If you really believe, oh God, if you really believe, it's done. So now you say thank you because you're not waiting for it to happen. You know it's already done. I know that flesh is a little bit older, and I know the flesh needs a little help, and I know the flesh is the flesh, but I know the spirit can provide. When we wait on him to let the body catch up, but it's up to us to live better, to eat better, to exercise better, to be better, that his healing can truly take over. Some of us just ain't taking the right medication. Some of us just ain't following the regimen. I'm being real tonight. Some of us are not doing what the doctor said do, and we sitting sick today and want to blame God. It wasn't God. That was you.
But tonight we
speak so much life into every person that Carolyn touches in that hospital that has not been accountable, that their lives are now accountable, and they mind, they follow, and they do what they're called to do so they can stand healed. Stand healed by the power of Jesus. It is my time to pray tonight. And all in agreement said, Amen. Let's talk Jesus. See, praying like Jesus is like, sometimes you got to cut down the discussion and say, let's pray. Can we pray?
You say, if
someone is sick, call the elders. We the elders.
And pray that
they can be healed. Not that they will be, not that they could be, but to pray that they are healed, because the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And that's what we stand. We stand in the availeth much arena.
Yeah.
Minister Michelle, any closing words from you tonight?
My closing words would just be James 5:16. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Amen.
Pastor Dwight.
Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank him.
Yes, give him
That's it. I give him a thank. See, I'll use my segment
give
for that too.
Thank you.
Evangelist Virginia.
God, give him a thank you. Give him a thank you. Let us give him a thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Let's just give him a thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I like that one too. Minister Terry.
Thank you. I'm in total agreement with you all with the prayers going forth with Sister Carolyn. And I'm giving the Lord a thank you, too, because thank him. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And prayer, conversations with God early in the morning. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. It keeps you in the will of God. It just keeps you within his will. And it, I tell you, ooh, how they say, started me on my way. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God tonight for the prayers. And by her, she is healed by her faith.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love you all, family.
God bless
thank
you,
Jesus. God
thank
bless
you, Jesus.
You all.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, Carolyn, you are mandated to move into the realm of not healed, but healer. And move forward in your confidence. Because every time you touch somebody else, I didn't want to tell you this before, but every time you touch somebody else with the faith that they're healed, he's going to heal you more. So the more you pray for somebody else, you're going to take care of all that middle stuff and get in line with God that who says you are healed by his stripes. Not tomorrow, but right now. We love you, my sister.
Love you, too. Till next time.
Oh, yes.
Your worship, praise it, I can.
of our God just showed up right where you are. I need somebody to bless him because your miracle is right there where you are. We've been waiting. We've been waiting on you. We've been waiting on you.